This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conducted an aerial survey of the landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala this morning. He was accompanied by Governor Arif Mohammed Khan, Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan and Minister of State for Tourism, Petroleum and Natural Gas, Suresh Gopi. Later, Prime Minister Modi reached Churalmala, one of the areas badly hit by the massive landslide on the 30th of last month. The army has built a 190-feet Bailey bridge at Churalmala across River Iruvanipura, which facilitates faster movement of heavy earth-moving equipment and army personnel to the landslide-hit areas. The Prime Minister interacted with the army personnel and with those involved in the rescue and relief works. From Churalmala, he proceeded to the WIMS hospital and a relief camp at the St. Joseph's School at Mepadi and interacted with the survivors. President Draupadi Murmu was accorded the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civil award by President José Ramos Horta, at the Presidential Palace in Dili. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister Gusmão on bilateral cooperation. Addressing the press after the bilateral discussion with her counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu said India and Timor-Leste share a deep bond of friendship and shared commitment to democracy. President Murmu said both the countries are exploring the possibility of Timor-Leste joining the International Solar Alliance and the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said India is committed to deepen ties with the Maldives for the benefit of people of both countries and the region. Dr. Jayashankar, who is on a three-day official visit to the Maldives, said this on X after meeting the President Dr. Mohamed Muizu. Dr. Jayashankar also met the island nation's Defence Minister Mohamed Ghassan Mamoun. They discussed defence and security cooperation and joint initiatives for maritime security and shared interest in maintaining peace and stability in the region. The External Affairs Minister also met Economic Development and Trade Minister, Minister of Finance and Governor of the Maldives Monetary Authority. Later, Dr. Jayashankar inaugurated water and sanitation projects in 28 islands of the Maldives virtually. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has stressed the need for banks to focus on core banking. She said this while addressing the media after holding a meeting with the Central Board of Directors of the Reserve Bank of India in New Delhi today. She asked banks to prioritize their vital business, which is mobilizing deposits and lending funds. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das, who was also present in the meeting, said banks are free to decide rates of interest, as he informed that interest rates on deposits and lending are deregulated. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, a gunfight broke out between terrorists and security forces at Ahlan Hamlet in the Kagar Mandu area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district a short while ago. The operation between the joint team of security forces and the terrorists was still underway when reports last came in. In Bangladesh, Supreme Court Chief Justice Obaidul Hassan has decided to resign from his post. He will submit his resignation letter to the President after completing some formalities, he told the media present at the Supreme Court premises this afternoon. His decision came following a student's protest this morning, where he and judges of the appellate division were given an ultimatum to resign by 1 p.m. Earlier today, the students, advocates and some other people gathered in the Supreme Court premises and gave the ultimatum to the Chief Justice and other judges to resign by 1 p.m. World Lion Day is being celebrated today. In Gujarat, the state-level celebration of World Lion Day will be organized at Sasangir in the presence of Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel. The grand celebration of the day is being organized across 11 districts of Saurashtra involving over 21 lakh citizens from more than 11,000 educational institutions. At the 2024 Paris Olympics, Indian grappler Ritika Huda lost top-seeded Medet Kizi Aiperi of Kyrgyzstan in the women's 76-kilogram freestyle event. In golf, Aditi Ashok and Deeksha Dagar, who did not have the best of outings yesterday, will feature in the final round of the women's event today. Aditi dropped 26 places in the third round to be placed T40, while Deeksha slipped further down the order to tie for 42nd. And with that, we end this news bulletin.